Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Gelling.
I'm not sure if all wives have this problem with their husbands, but the most difficult thing I've found is to get rid of a man's old clothes.
Well, from my point of view, old clothes are worth keeping. They fit in all the right places. You don't have to worry about a stain or a rip or two, and best of all, they're comfortable.
Well, there might be a grain of truth in that. Maybe that's why folk wear the most awful-looking jeans around. And I'm speaking from experience here. I remember how much you loved that pair of scruffy old jeans with the knees out. It took ages before you finally admitted they had to go.
Well, they were the most comfortable jeans I've ever worn. It was like they were a part of me. At least, I wore them when I had to do any work around the place. They went wherever I went. However, I must admit that when I finally bought a new pair of jeans, they looked better. The colour hadn't faded, the cold didn't seep through the holes, and I didn't feel as if I was looking like a teenager again.
Big admission there, George. You know, clothes are like habits, I guess. You like them. You're comfortable with them. It's as if they've become a part of you, and you don't want to get rid of them. In fact, it takes some convincing to really let go.
That's a good example about the way we humans are. There's no doubt we want to hang on to things. We hate change, and especially we hate to change our way of thinking. We get set in our ways and make up our minds that's the way we'll stay.
In the book of Colossians in the Bible, it tells us to set our mind on things above and not get stuck in the old way of doing things down here. And it's just like we need to be rid of old clothes. It says it this way: put off your old nature with its practices by ridding yourselves of all these things: anger, rage, malice and slander, filthy language and lying.
That's right. And it goes on to say, you need to put on the new nature, which is changed and renewed day by day. As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all this, put on love, which binds us all together in perfect unity.
Perhaps that sounds too hard. And we'd find it almost impossible to do in our own strength. That's why we need to ask the Lord Jesus to forgive us all our wrongdoing, which the Bible calls sin. Jesus willingly came to earth to live a holy life, then offered himself to die to take the penalty of our sins. The whole reason why Jesus came among us is laid out clearly in the Gospel of John.
Yes, and that's why each one of us needs to read the Bible for ourselves to learn about these things. One day we will all face God, and we won't even need to give an account of our lives down here because God already knows everything about us. Think of it this way. If you were pulled over by the police for speeding, you could say you didn't realize you'd broken the speed limit. Now, would you expect the policeman to say, "That's okay, we're only human"? No. You'd have to pay the speeding fine because you'd broken the law. And so, because all of us have broken God's moral laws, we are guilty. That's why Jesus took the penalty for us by his death on the cross, and God planned it that way.
Why not follow him today, dear friend? If you're still not sure whether you're born again, just thank Jesus for dying on the cross for your sins and ask for our booklet to give you a real assurance of salvation.
Today we're offering a free booklet entitled The Man You Must Confront. Simply write to us at Vantage Point, Box 101 Moorbank, New South Wales 2170, or contact us via the website communicationradio.com. And remember, Jesus Christ is God's answer to your every need.